Hello and welcome to Outdoors in Scotland. I'm John Burns and this is my podcast for everyone who enjoys the outdoors in Scotland or anywhere else for that matter. We've got a really big event coming up fairly soon. It's the Fort William Mountain Festival. It's kind of like, I suppose it's like it's sort of the outdoor Christmas for people in the Highlands, really. And my guest today is Anna Danby, who's one of the organisers of the festival, and I'm going to let her tell you about it, really. Hello, Anna, how are you?
Hi there, John. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah.
Cool, cool. Now, this mountain festivals have there been now?
A lot. This is the 21st festival, so last year was our 20th anniversary, which was quite a big event. And now we're 21, which some people think is an even bigger birthday.
Well, in a way it is, isn't it, really? Yeah. And it probably started pretty small, did it? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the roots of the festival are really small. It started basically just from a bunch of enthusiastic folk in Fort William that wanted to get together and show some films about the outdoors. And so it really started from, just a handful of people in a small room watching films, and it's grown and diversified ever since.
Yeah, and it takes place over 3 days, is that correct?
Yeah, so the festival this year is the 13th to the 16th of February, and the Thursday night is relatively small, low-key launch night just at the cinema in Fort William, and then the main programme happens over the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, well, I was talking to Marcus Stitz, who's cycling through Norway at the moment, I think, and he spoke to me from a hut somewhere, because he's taking part in bike night, is that right?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Marcus is going to be showing his film, Great British Gravel Rides, so lots of inspiration in there for folk who like to get out journeying on bikes. And then he's also going to be part of the bike night, which is a compilation of various speakers and films on all things biking.
Right, yeah, I mean, biking's exploded really over the last few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think like lots of things in the outdoors have really seen a boom in recent years, and biking's definitely one of them. Obviously, Fort William is a big biking centre, having Nevis Range and all the trials there, and lots of things that go on with biking. And last year, the festival every year awards an award for excellence in mountain culture, which is essentially a sort of lifetime achievement award for people who've done a lot in their areas of adventure, in terms of their own adventures, but also in terms of kind of sharing their passion and spirit with other people and encouraging other people to get outdoors and get involved in things as well. So last year, the winner of that award was Lee Craigie, who's a big name in the biking world and heads up the Adventure Syndicate, which is all about widening participation in biking and getting more people involved, particularly in the kind of journeying element of biking. And Lee wasn't able to be at the festival last year to accept her award, but she is going to be a part of Bike Night this year. So between her and Marcus, there'll certainly be a lot of inspiration for people who like to travel through the mountains on bikes and do kind of bike packing adventures. And then there's also going to be a lot of downhill, exciting bike film content. So I'm not going to say too much more about that because I think the names of those films have not yet been announced, but
There's
some pretty epic biking in there. So keep an eye on the Bike Night page if you want to see those as they're announced.
Yeah, I mean, I've been particularly fascinated by the development of sort of bikes, really, because I notice now that if you go somewhere quite remote, you're almost more likely to see tyre tracks than you are boot prints.
Yeah, and obviously that's a whole other conversation around, you know, everything has its impact. And, I know there's lots of people that would say that bikes don't have a place in the mountains. But I think, you know, it's all about how you go about something, isn't it? And I think that's definitely a theme of how these events are presented and discussed at the festival.
Yeah, so in terms of climbing and mountaineering, who have you got speaking and what films are on?
So the big climbing night is the Saturday night. And this year we've teamed up with Ellis Brigham, who are bringing some of their athletes to Fort William, which is really great because it enables us to get a mix of folk appearing. Right. And the theme of Climbing Night this year is called Go Beyond. So it's the speakers are all people who've got fascinating stories and who are all, they're actually all members of the GB paraclimbing team in their own right, but then also engage in climbing in very different ways. So Jesse Dufton, who if anybody has seen any of Jesse's stuff, it's just phenomenal. So he's blind. And he, you know, he is pushing the boundaries of what it's possible to do, you know, non-sighted climbing. He does a lot of hard trad climbing, which, you know, as a climber myself, I can understand how not being able to see works with climbing, because a lot of it is kind of, you know, feel and body position and that kind of thing. But then to extend that to adventurous mountain trad is a whole nother level. So I think it'll be fascinating to hear more from Jesse and how he does that. And then he'll be speaking alongside two other really accomplished climbers, James Rudge and Joanna Newsom, who have also both got fascinating stories to tell and climb despite their despite the challenges that they faced in terms of their physicality with that. So yeah, really looking forward to that night.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Sounds really good. And now, speaking of athletes, I'm actually performing on the Saturday. I'm actually not an athlete. You'd be surprised.
Well, athletes come in all shapes and sizes.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm the kind of athlete who sits in a chair beside the fire. If that's an athletic pursuit, then I'm really good at it.
An armchair athlete. Well, I don't know. You've got to be able to get to your to the bothies that you tell your tales from.
Well, this is true. This is true. I reckon I can probably lay claim to the world record at carrying coal into a bothy. That's probably my claim to fame, really.
But well, that sounds pretty hard work.
It is hard work, yeah. But it's nice and warm when you get there. You see, that's the thing, you know. And so I'll be performing my show Bothy Tales there, which is a sort of mixture of stand-up theatre and comedy and all sorts of stuff. Really, it's almost indescribable. Really, I think that's probably the best way to put it. You know, and I'm really looking forward to that because I'm hoping to take that show to the Fringe this year. Yeah. And it tells, well, like the books I've written, I think tell the story of a sort of generation of hill walkers and climbers who sort of started in the 70s and really took part in the big explosion of hill walking round about that time. So that'll be quite fun. Is there anybody else who's doing something a bit outlandish?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's really grown at the festival over the past few years, particularly, is the kind of diversity of ways that people explore, you know, these themes of adventure and getting on the outdoor, getting outside, you know, exactly like you've just described with your Bothy Tales show, which will be brilliant to have at the festival. Then there's a number of different events this year that have that sort of different approach. So on Saturday night, the other headline event is called Storyland Sessions, and that's being hosted by Marin Glover and Hamish Napier, who are both musicians from over east. So they run this Storyland Sessions regularly over in Badenoch, which is a kind of mixture of folk tales, mountain tales, music, song, and spoken word. And they're bringing that to Lough Arbour for a special performance for the festival that's obviously more tied into Lough Arbour and the landscapes here. And they've got, I know, a lot of local musicians participating in that as well. So I think that'll be a fantastic evening, which is a different way to explore these themes. Another one that I'm really looking forward to on Sunday afternoon is a discovery session called Dreamtime Fell Runner. So that is another, I think probably similar style to your piece, John, a kind of spoken word, single person performance, but it's about Julie, who's a very accomplished fell runner based down in the lakes, but has kind of run all over the UK and the world. And it's a sort of spoken word performance piece about her relationship with running and with the fells. And yeah, she describes it as a poetic, fun and moving exploration of her running exploits.
Wow, so I think that'll be
really fascinating to see. And it's so nice to see these different creative ways of, you know, it's obviously the films and the film content are fantastic and a creative medium to share the outdoors, but it's great to see how we do that diversifying as well. So looking forward to those ones.
I mean, we've spoken a bit about some of the elite folk who are going to be about, but is there also stuff for folk who are just getting into it or looking for an introduction to mountaineering and the outdoors?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the really strong themes of the festival, is that it's not just about coming and kind of watching inspirational stuff that maybe feels a bit out of reach. You know, it's one thing kind of sitting and watching an amazing film, but then just thinking, oh, well, that's, you know, I'm never going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to get to there. So one thing that we're always keen about at the festival is to, you know, be able to flip that coin. And a lot of our speakers, you know, yes, they've done amazing things, but they are also just, you know, ordinary people. So Anna Wells, who's heading up Running Night, is a good example of that. You know, she completed her Winter Munro round last winter, and she's going to be speaking about that. And, you know, she... you know, she's not a professional athlete. She's not, although, you know, arguably she could be, but she, you know, at the time she had a job and all of these different things thrown in the mix as well. So, but alongside the talks, the Explore events are a great way for anyone who's coming to the festival to be able to spend the time during the day actually getting out and trying stuff and having a go at learning some new skills. And getting, you know, outside for themselves as well. So we've got everything, you know, we coordinate the Explore program with a whole range of different providers. So, you know, there's everything on there from, you know, learning how to do a bit more bike maintenance to going on a guided bike trail. We've got some brilliant Explore sessions that are specifically for people with disabilities, so a whole bike trail session with adaptive bikes, and also a guided winter mountain walk for disabled adults. So, you know, really broadening the spectrum of what's possible, regardless of, you know, how you approach the hills. There's a wide range of winter skills courses, so for people who are kind of keen to get out in winter but not quite yet confident to go it alone, you can join a winter skills for runners course if you're interested in moving a little bit faster in the winter hills. Or there's lots of different walking workshops, a guided walk up Ben Nevis, and then a whole creative side to the Explore program as well, so outdoor drawing, writing, foraging. Yeah, there's just so much. So I hope that, you know, whatever somebody's inkling or way of being with the outdoors is, they would be able to go to the program and find something that appeals to their nature. And that's what we're aiming for anyway.
That sounds amazing. And there's really something for everybody there, isn't there? So it sounds to me like, you know, what you've put together, there's an amazing sort of celebration of the outdoors and all the different aspects and different ways that people enjoy the outdoors, which is really, I suppose, it's become a lot more diverse over the last few years.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously that diversity manifests in lots of different ways. So it's not just about, you know, the different ways to get out in the outdoors, but it's the different focus as well. You know, you don't always have to be, it doesn't always have to be the biggest, the fastest, the hardest thing. It might be, you know, a slow wander in the glen, spending time drawing the view. And I think there's been definitely an increasing recognition in recent years that outdoor adventure that is as valid an outdoor adventure as, you know, scaling the hardest route to the summit of Ben Nevis is. And you can get just as much out of both experiences.
It sounds fantastic. I'm really looking forward to taking part and seeing some of the other speakers and the films. That'd be great. Be great to do. So, and of course, I'll be meeting up with yourself at some point, I'm sure. So,
yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, definitely. I will definitely be trying to pop in to hear a bothy tale. Of course, we've got the big Cayley party on Saturday night as well, which is a big free Cayley party at the Alexandra Hotel, so anyone can come along for a dance after the events finish on Saturday.
Right, you've not seen me dance.
Which is probably the beauty of Cayley is that anyone can do it.
I don't know. I was banned from dancing for going on. Anyway, nice to speak to you. Lovely to speak to you. And just tell us again when it's on, the festival.
So the 13th to the 16th of February in Fort William. And yeah, just head to our website for all of the information on all the events I've been talking to, which is just mountainfestival.co.uk.
Brilliant. I'll put a link on the podcast page, and I hope everyone's it. Thanks very much for talking to me, Anna. I really hope the festival goes well.
Thanks very much, John, and yeah, looking forward to seeing you and enjoying it together.
Okay, bye.